PC Podcast 168. Hello and welcome again to PC Podcast. This is Pete Kogle and this is show 168. Now normally on this show, as you probably recognise if you've listened to it before, that I play 8 tracks from lots of different artists from all over the world, lots of different musical genres. Well, just to be different, I'm not going to do that today. We're going to play some music from one band and we're going to have an interview with them as well because, well, last Friday I went out to a gig and I saw the second ever gig of a band called the Den Collective. Now they're from Scotland, they're from Kinross over in Scotland, and I first played them, I just had a look on my website, I first played them on June the 10th 2006 in PC Podcast 100, just PC Podcast 32. Seems such a long time ago. Now I played a track from them called Gate 17, which was a bit electronic-y, and I would say at the time that they are very, very eclectic. They've got a lot of different types of music styles, as you'll hear. Now, I have to warn you, if you are listening with wee bairns, with small children nearby, or if you're listening at this at work, then I suggest you stop, because there's a little bit of rude words and a little bit of adult conversation going to go on. So put your earbuds in, put your headphones on, or just stop and wait until you get into the car by yourself. Either way, you're going to have an absolutely fun time. I had an absolutely hilarious time with the guys last Friday. Saw them for their sound check. We went into London, had a few beers, came back, saw them do their set. Didn't get to bed until up as one morning. Completely knackered, but still enjoying it every minute. And thanks, guys. Really, really loved it. So let's go to me trying to conduct a bit of an interview with the guys last Friday. And then I'll come back to you at the end and we'll talk about it. It's fun. See you soon, folks. So here I am with the Den Collective and Associated Liggers, and I've been trying to get an interview all night and I haven't been able to do it because we've been in very noisy pubs and bars and stuff. So we're on the train and there's probably lots of people looking around thinking, what the hell is he doing? So who am I with?
You're with Mike
and Tamo.
And James as well, Pete.
James as well, but he calls himself Smy as well, doesn't he?
That's right. That's
and we've got Craig as well.
And we've got Craig as well.
The new additional...
Say hello.
Hello.
And we're missing Andrew Ratz.
That's right.
He's
yeah,
away at the moment.
Yeah.
And we got some other hangers on. So let's have some solutions. Klingon. Yeah. Who are you?
Sib. Like me, Brian.
Sib. He likes Sib like Brian.
DJ Ramo.
DJ Ramo. DJ Ramo. I should be getting his MySpace later on. I think. And our only lady.
Lucia.
Who's sounds like an Italian name, but you're from France.
Yeah.
Yes, that's interesting. Interesting. Good. Right. So here we are. And why am I here with you guys?
I would imagine that. Well, I mean, Pete, you've been really good in the fact that you've actually played our tunes and stuff. That in itself, I mean, that's really good for us. And you've come along, and I thought you were just coming along for the banter, like just having a drink with us and stuff. That's what I initially thought it was.
Me too.
yeah. But you might actually want to listen to some of our music as well. You know.
Well, I thought I might, you know, put this in to a podcast with a bit of music either side.
Right, so, okay, yeah, right. So it doesn't matter what we say, it's just nonsense.
So what should I play now?
If you see your song, I'll bar you with this.
Any particular
I don't want to get beaten up, so I'll say maybe like just for actually, like, you know, like for this train journey, I would say Get By would be a good one.
Oh, now see why he's picked that one, because neither he nor I wrote that song.
All right.
Rats wrote that song and recorded it, and he's not here, so that's the easy option.
Okay, right, so Get By.
That's a good song, though.
All right, so let's have a listen to Get By. Was Get By by the Den Collective, and rather good, I thought. So, you haven't really explained why we're here, have you, mate?
I don't really know why we're here. I'm totally the wrong person to ask about this. It's like,
shall I ask somebody else then?
I think you should, maybe.
Right,
yeah.
Stuart, Tamo.
Yeah.
Why are we here?
We're here to play a gig tonight at Dirty South in Lewisham. Above and beyond that, I really don't know much myself. I'm in the kind of same boat as Mike. You're maybe better speaking to James.
He's a bit too quiet and he's a bit too far away as well.
It's like
he's got a bit of soundbite.
You're here tonight to see the band The Den Collective you've heard so much about.
Yep.
It's good you can come out and see us. We do appreciate that. We really do.
No problem at all.
We hope it's going to be a good show tonight. Not much more we can say. But with fingers crossed for us, with Mike and Thompson.
Fingers crossed is the word.
We're a fucking light.
Oh, you can say fuck on a podcast.
Oh, right, excellent.
You can swear on a podcast. Yes.
We're a fucking liability, basically.
As you already know, Pete.
As you probably learnt from the last few hours.
Understood, even.
No, we're just a bunch of good time girls that like nothing better than a drink and a big match.
A drink
mixed with good times and music equals good fun. That's the equation for the night.
Right. So tell us a bit more about yourselves. So how long have you actually been together as a band now?
As a band, only about a year and a half. But I've known Mike since we're in the first year of high school.
He used to like rip me off for Amiga games.
I used to do pirate Amiga games, and I used to like rip off all my friends for those.
No, where were you? Where were you in school?
We're in Kinross, where the big famous music festival Tea in the Park is.
So tell us where that is in relation to.
It's right in the middle of Scotland.
There's lots of people listening to this from all over the world.
It's
so.
Right in the very centre of Scotland, which is why we have a really understandable accent.
Well, I can understand it. That's because I've been with you for the last 3 hours.
Everyone, hey, the whole train car is laughing at us.
They're like, "What the fuck are they talking about?"
Oh, I might wait from Kinross in London.
We're from like the sort of central belt, and like people do actually understand what we're talking about. The long time. I don't even know what that means. In the long term, in the long and short of things, I reckon.
You were together as friends.
It's kind of strange because me and Mike have been friends the longest, and then me and Andrew and Mike all became friends at school. But me and James actually grew up together, so he didn't come into the band until much later on. But it was all kind of, we'd all kind of grown up together and known each other and stuff. So.
We were like, basically, we need to get someone that can actually play an instrument properly.
Yeah, we need someone that doesn't drink very much to be in the band. That's then we'd be really famous, and all these people on this carriage would have heard of us by now.
Yeah.
Oh! We already have. No, we're not really.
No. Well, I think it's time for another piece of music, so what shall we have? Let's ask Smile.
You can't play the same song.
I'm not going to play the same song twice.
I meant She Talks to Me, that's the one.
So this is She Talks to Me.
A cover of a Ricky Martin song called She Bangs.
I inadvertently.
It was an accident. We didn't actually mean to cover it, but we wrote it, wrote different words, and then somebody went, I thought I was being
really jaunty, like coming up with those chords and singing about like the Libertines or something like that. And instead, it came out like Ricky Martin.
So this is Ricky Martin, and she talks to me.
I'm on the lonely road to hell.
So the quiet man and the newest member of the team here is Craig.
We kidnapped.
You could at least laugh a bit louder.
To show I'm here.
Show you
here. I'll be quiet one.
You're the quiet one.
I won't say much. I'm quite happy to let Stuart.
And you've been in the band how long?
One day.
So, we saw him in the streets saying, can you play guitar?
Can you play guitar?
I want to be in a band!
Oh my god, it looks like our guitarist injured his arm! We need another guitarist! Can any of you guys play in the crowd?
And that's how it happened, basically. That's not how it happened.
But it would have happened.
It would have happened like that.
That's what we've done.
In the deeper recesses of our minds. But, you know.
You what?
I'm not going to be able to play tonight.
He's not even eating his burger.
I know, he's not even eating his burger.
Does anyone want a burger thing?
So here, yeah, so this is it. This,
Big Mac.
This is it, folks. We're on a train. We're on a train from.
A Whopper.
Don't get your burgers.
So we're on a train from King's Cross to Lewisham, and he's eating a burger. How rock and roll is that?
Proper rock and roll.
My stomach is sad. I'm just so full of crack cocaine and heroin. I just can't have to shoot.
Now, of course, you've been gigging the world, haven't you, for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
So how many gigs have you actually, have you counted them?
Remember the other week? There was that one we played, wasn't it?
Oh, that Tower Bit Music Festival.
Yeah, Tower Bit Music Festival. And then before that, there was...
Was that when my mic disappeared?
Yeah, that was when Mike got lost in a boat to Ireland and we couldn't actually play our first gig.
Yeah, I almost ended up in Ireland. I ended up meeting a young lady. And,
a lady of the night from Ireland.
She wasn't a lady of the night. She wasn't a pro. Do you know what I mean?
No, she wasn't. She never took any money off you.
She didn't take any money off. She never took any money off me, like, hey, but I ended up in a yacht, and the motor started in the morning, and obviously, like,
your motor or the boat?
Both, like, hey, it was probably actually just the boats, actually. My motor didn't operate all night. The boat started up in the morning and I didn't know what I'd done with my trousers.
So you couldn't get off the boat?
I couldn't, no, I was like basically running about with my bollocks like Parahandy.
Holding your bollocks like
holding your bollocks, aye.
I never saw Parahandy.
I had my straw, Stetson, so I went for the stereotypical over the sort of after a while, you know. But apart from that, it was a bit, I don't know how you would describe it, a bit tasty, maybe. For some parties. I don't know.
This is going to be like a podcast like no other I've ever done it. Let's have some more music. Let's have something a bit more rocky. What shall we have? Stuart.
If I'm going to pick a song, it'll have to be one that I wrote, probably.
Something rocky, mind you.
In fact, I didn't write any rocky ones. Actually, one of my favourites is Phenomenology. And it's not even one of our sort of guitar ones. It doesn't even have me singing or anything on it. But it's sort of dancey and stuff, and I like that sort of music.
So Phenomenology.
Phenomenology, I like that one.
Let's have a listen to that now. So that was Phenomenology, the original mix.
Not the DJ Ramo.
Not the DJ Ramo mix, which will come in time. Yeah.
DJ Ramo is rubbish, I'm telling you right now.
But we're going to let him mix one of our tracks.
Yeah, we're going to let him mix a track, but he's rubbish.
I'm still waiting for the dub reggae mix, by the way, of one of your tracks.
Oh, you've got to get the pipes on the go as well.
I promised Pete a dub reggae tune. I was drunk at the time and I thought we should do it. And then we tried and we couldn't really do it very well at all.
So how long have we got? We've got an hour and a half before you go on stage. Have you got a sort of warm-up routine that you go through normally?
Well, when you said what tune do you suggest, Michael, and he said get by, I was ready to bust into song. But these guys didn't even have a guitar.
We didn't have a guitar. Well, I mean, we don't. This is
can you play the newspaper?
basically, Pete, it's like a case of just being Scottish, really. Drinking as much as possible and being a stereotype.
that's our
preparation.
Buckfast tonic wine, it's one of our favourite things.
That's basically.
And it's not because it gets you drunk, it's the cultural inferences.
Well, it's because it's the closest thing we've got to Ribena.
We dilute it.
I've
seen you peeing in a bottle before, but I've never had it.
Yeah, I know, it goes for months amongst people. That was revolting, wasn't it?
That was all around comment.
Can I revoke that?
So, you're on. What?
Edit that
bit out. Okay, yeah. I won't put that bit in then. I'll make sure that's not him.
Drinking people's urine's not on.
Yeah, we don't want them to glamorise alcoholism or anything.
Nah.
You're not actually that drunk, you're just enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I'm having a great time. I'm not really that drunk.
The rest of us are just watching.
No, see, the thing is, they really worry. You know, that's a good thing because they really worry about me and stuff. But I'm not really. I'm fine now. Like, hey, I've had a few pints and everyone just, like, thinks that I'm more shit based than what I am. I'm not at all. I'm just off my tits and life.
Play your own song during soundcheck. It doesn't instill faith in the rest of the band.
But the thing is, like, that, it's like I was just trying to.
You were just lulling us into a false sense of insecurity.
That's right. So when it actually goes to happen, it'll be fine.
So what tracks are you actually playing tonight? Have you figured it out yet?
We've made up a set list. We're going to play one new song, and it's actually quite a raucous song for the Den Collective. So we're going to play that at the very end of the
What's
set.
What's that called?
It's called. Well, we couldn't think of a name, so it's just called
Number Seven.
You know, right. Like when you get buy an album, like Number Seven on the album.
She's like that cracker.
Number Four and Five. Number One, Two, and Three have been some pretty decent songs. Yeah. Number Four and Five, you've really got the ballad or the sort of crooner song, and then when it hits Number Seven, you know you're back. You know what I mean? It's that midpoint of the album. There's maybe only two or three songs to go.
Like some albums, it's like
Number Seven is always the best song.
Have you recorded it yet?
No, we've not recorded it. We thought
the listeners are going to have to wait for that one, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's not. It probably will take a little while to get on the site, but it's a really. Mike wrote it.
What else on the set list are you going to play?
We're going to play, first of all, Johnny Cash.
Right.
We all know that one really well.
Right. So let's break for that. Mr. Johnny Cash.
Mr. Johnny Cash.
Yes. Podcast.
Got the rhythm with the folks on blues, and he's
spoke to them, he spoke to them, Mr. Johnny Cash, yeah, 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 Mr. Johnny Cash, yeah, yeah, yes, I love him like no other, and I love him like my brother. Took it one piece at a time, and the porter blows a whistle, and he's down in Tennessee. And he gives his love, he gives his love, he gives his love to Rose, riding orange blossom specials, and just taking down the line. Yeah, 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 Mr. Johnny Cash, yeah, yeah, yes, I love him like no other.
Johnny Cash. I've heard that before, and what a good one. I played it before. It's a good one, yeah. It's a good one.
It's one of my favourites, actually. It's a good sing along song.
Good sing along song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people can join in for that one.
So, how many bands did you say that were on tonight?
Five bands.
So, there's five bands. Four bands will have actually been on by the time you get on.
Yeah.
No pressure then.
Everyone will be drunk, though. That's better for us. We thought we were going to be first on and we were a bit worried, but now we know everyone's going to be pretty inebriated, we're quite confident.
Aye, that's okay.
Quietly confident.
I'm really surprised they didn't put us on first in the first place, because we don't actually have a drummer with us.
or a bassist.
Which
is often a problem.
A bit unorthodox, I would say. You know.
Well, it wouldn't be quite as unorthodox as just having a drummer and a bassist.
That would be drum and bass.
That would be drum and bass. So you could definitely say this is not
the wrong night.
This is not drum and bass. This is not a drum and bass evening. Because there's no drum and there's no bass.
Yeah, exactly. We just really aren't into drum and bass at all. So that's bass and bass. We're making like an actual standpoint on it by not having drums or bass in it.
We're making a political agenda here against drum and bass.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've just left New Cross, and I think Lewisham is our next stop. Am I right, lads? Yes, the local lads have told me it's the next stop, so we're going to have to call it a day. So thanks very much for coming down. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get any recordings of the gig. It might be too loud, it might be too quiet. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. If you're lucky, folks, you'll get some more. If you're not, then have a listen to something else. One more track, guys. What shall I play? Well, there's a track I haven't played. I'll choose one.
Okay,
that you sent me a while ago. I haven't played it. Could be descriptive of today.
Oh,
Greatest Day.
Greatest Day. I thought you didn't like that song.
No.
I thought that's why you hadn't played it.
No.
I was saving it.
No.
For after the game.
So, Den Collective, Greatest Day. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Pete. Cheers.
Thanks
a lot.
Take
care. Good man.
Circle.
Oh, you got to love them, haven't you? And that was the Zen Collective and the interview and some of their music. And that was absolutely fantastic to go out with them last Friday night. I really did enjoy myself. It was like going out in the town with four Billy Connollys. How good's that? How good is that? It was absolutely fantastic. So if any other band out there wants to invite me along to their gig and for an interview afterwards, well, you've got a lot to live up to, guys. But I'm game. Very nice indeed. I really did enjoy the fight. It was so good fun to be with a bunch of lads who were clearly enjoying themselves. They were getting a bit nervous towards the end as they were getting to coming up to the band, up to the actual gig itself. There was a couple of bands on before, and they kept saying, "Oh dear, there's a drummer. They've got a drummer." They've been trying to encourage me all night as well to do Scottish accents, which I'm not very good at, as you can just tell. So it was quite amusing, and they did do a very good job. The crowd really weren't on their side, which is a bit of a problem. But I have seen that before with other bands that have come down to here and haven't got their loyal fan base with them, which is a bit of a shame. But anyway, I did manage to record it. I have actually done a recording for the guys and I've sent it up to them. So let them have a listen to that and see if they think it's any good and see if it's worth playing. I think it actually was quite lucky, really, because I only just used a little recorder on the side of just sort of put it on the chair and just let it go, really. And I think if they actually had a bassist, there would have been too much bass boom that would have probably rattled the chair a little bit, and the drums would have done the same. So in many ways it was just as well, and I managed to catch them with just that thing. So it's great fun. I really did enjoy it. All through the night they kept saying one thing, and I'm going to leave you with one track. And all through the night they kept saying, "Oh, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be terrible," and said, "Oh, don't worry, we'll be fine." And of course that's one of the tracks, that's one of the titles of one of their tracks. So I'm going to leave you with one final track from the Den Collective. This is "We'll Be Fine." So this is Pete Kogel saying goodbye from PC Podcast 168. Hope you've enjoyed it. Come back on Saturday for a bit more eclectic mix. See you soon, folks.
One, two, three, won't you have a PC and believe in us? So baby, I won't buy. 5, 6, 7, only girls go to heaven if you stay with me, and baby, I won't die. Cause if you say that you're wrong, please don't cry. You're making it work. And if they say that we're wrong, promise me we'll try. Help me dangling me, keep on breathing, looking in your eyes.
Looking in your eyes.
7, 8, 9, you always keep me alive, you can heal me, and baby, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
just to dominate me. Let's be crazy until the day we die.
Until the day we die.
In 8, 9, 10, let's say it again. We'll keep dreaming and never say goodbye.
Never say goodbye.
'Cause if you say that you're wrong,
please don't cry.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
So that was Get By by the Dame Collective.
Sweet.
Shall I do that again? So that was
Get By. Oh, I thought he was waiting for us to sing that.
No! Please!
I was like, wait a minute.
Do a cappella style. No,
it's Mike just going to sit there
fucking
and go,
amazing.
Just enough to get by, yes!